You lose all the features. You become like babies. There is no special, but your feeling is in your face. So remember all of this, that when you're looking at these fellows we are going to talk about, now we want to talk about them the way we like to talk about them, not the way you like. You like the explanation. We gave it to you in book two. Here, we're not going to give you explanation anymore, remember? At the end of the book, two is it, whatever we are, we could show you what at the end is up to you. Maybe you become better. Maybe you become fantastic. Maybe you remain the same stuff. That's what it is. Yes.
Take heed. These are my dervishes. They are 100,000,000, and they are one body. Else, how should a Moses have overthrown Pharaoh by means of one goodly rod?
Talking about the power, let's go to our lovely story that we will not let go. This book, I told you, it's all about that. It's all about you, your ego, and your heart. One is Moses, one is Pharaoh. Have you seen this story? Heard about it, right? Who is Pharaoh? The God on the earth. He's the most powerful. He's not king. He's God. He has everything. And who is Moses? Nothing. A shepherd. How Moses will break the Pharaoh? Power is not coming from Moses. Moses, no. Power is coming from someone else. Do you remember? I envy the mountain. That's the source of the power. So what? Do not count on your personal power. You did in book two. We even convinced you to try that. That was a good practice. To think and analyze and study and blah, blah, blah. All of that. Count on yourself. But here I want to talk about something that you should count on that. Count on the happiness. Not count on yourself and your ability to be happy or not. This is the difference, because we want
to talk about
a fellow, a silly one, breaking down the king of the kings. How? Nothing. With a silly stick and all that. And magic. This is what it is. We want to open the box of the magic for you to see. So you should be ready for it. Being ready. Pull out the greed. Stop the chattering and stop talking about those guys and using big sentences and coaching and blah, 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 all that. Do not eat at the children of the elephants. I know you like it very much. But don't. Yes.
Else how should Noah have submerged east and west in his flood by means of one evil curse? One prayer of the generous Lot would not have raised all their city in despair. Their city, resembling paradise, became a lake of black water. Go, behold the sign. This sign and this information lies in the direction of Syria. You will see it as you pass on the way to Jerusalem. Hundreds of thousands of prophets who worship God, truly there have been chastisements in every generation. If I should tell on, and if this narration should increase, not only hearts but the mountains would bleed. The mountains bleed and again become solid. You do not see them bleed. You are blind and reprobate.
So be ready. Muhtri, you want to enrich yourself in this wisdom, right? So remember all that wise and look around you. The stuff that I'm talking about is not something that will happen to you. This is something that repeatedly in the history it has been repeated. Because the ego and the breath I'm talking about, the mind and the heart, for thousands of years they're active. Look around you. There has always been the good people, the transformed people, the lovely one, who arrived to a level of wisdom, and they spent the rest of their life calling other people that they listen. This is what it is. But does it work that simple? Is it? Look around you. Okay, if it's not that easy, why do you want it to be easy for you? What is the source of this laziness? And interestingly, I should go back. First of all, I'm telling you that there are these miracles, but you could ignore it. That was the last part of book 2, remember? The guy was bringing the water from the sky, but a lot of people didn't like it. So, is it the magic is like this? But let's go back. Do you remember I talked about the camel? There is this silly camel that you lost, and you don't know. But you see some people that they're looking for the camel, you imitate them, then you will find it and all that, remember? Because you need the camel, okay? Here you will say, what do you know about the camel? What do you see about this, that camel? I told you what you see.
Yeah.
You see? So even in the camel, you see the hairs of the camel only. You don't get the wisdom. Do you remember what was the camel? Hikmat Zalle, the lost wisdom. God said lost wisdom is the camel for you. You have lost the wisdom, you have to find it. This is something is yours. But you have never seen it, so you don't recognize it. You ask these fellows and everybody will teasing you. Say, that camel which had a little bit here and went that way. So, don't worry. Even if you imitate, you will find it because that's your camel. The wisdom of being kind is ours. You have to find it inside to activate it. It's in the nature of the human being. Yes?
A marvelous blind man, far-sighted and keen-eyed, but sees naught of the camel except the hair. Human greed sees hair by hair of self-interest. Like a bear, he keeps dancing to no purpose.
Okay, your turn. Where was this story? Where is this story referring to? Look at it. Exactly the first. This is the second paragraph of this book. Second paragraph of book 2. Remember? It said, your eyebrow. That mu, which is here exactly. Mu be mu. Means you are fooling yourself because your thought looks the truth to you. Let go of your own belief, your own imagination, if you want to reach the next level. Because this will not let you to go there. This is earthly science. This is real knowledge that your intelligence gathers. Let go of this. There is another kind of it. There is the knowledge of heart. Yes?
Dance where you break yourself and tear away the cotton from the sore of lust.
Well, yeah, again, it's lost. And I have a problem with that lust because Shabbat is translated to lost. Now in Iran, it's translated to sex. But Shahwat means desired. That's what shahwat means. Ishtah means your desire for food and sex. Remember, this was, that's what shahwat is. And always it's translated that way. And now we will say, you know what? Don't go to see this hair, that blah blah, that blah blah blah. You want to have a dance here? Remember, you have to break yourself. It's about you and you. You have to break one part of you, which is the physical desire, the animalistic desires. Stop that one. Yes?
Men dance and wheel on the battlefield. They dance in their own blood. When they are freed from the hand of self, they clap a hand. When they escape from their own imperfection, they make a dance.
Translation, please. What it means to me, these English words? Because Persian has a very silly, beautiful meanings in it. Because when you're dancing normally, you clap, right? You bring your hand together. This is clapping. Right? These fellows are clapping when they are being freed from themselves. Means they free from themselves so they connect with themselves. This is disconnection, connection all together, because it's a dancing. Because it's like that. They hear the music from the inside. Their ecstasy comes from the ocean of knowledge. That's the state of ecstasy of enlightenment. It's a moment that, after so many years of yearning, polishing, listening, practicing, suddenly it's exactly like your eye will be open and the first reaction is, because you will see beauty. Not because it's beautiful, because you see it for the first time. So if you open your eyes and suddenly you will see this heavenly droplet of the water falling down, you will not nag about Vancouver raining again. You see a beautiful stuff because it is beautiful. But you have to have the taste and wisdom to discover that beauty in every single moment of your life and enjoy it. Yes?
From within them, musicians strike the tambourine. At their ecstasy, the seas burst into foam. You see it not, but for their ears, the leaves too on the boughs are clapping hands.
Ah, that applauding I was talking about? You thought, okay, breaking up with yourself? And you thought coming back together. No, that coming back together was like that. They become united even with the leaves of the trees. That way, clapping, that clapping I meant. Do you remember I talked about the unity? If you want to enrich yourself, you should discover your connection. All of the stuff that your intelligence will chat about and will not get it. We are connected in any way to everything. Yes?
You do not see the clapping of the leaves. One must have the spiritual ear, not this ear of the body. Close the ear of the head to jesting and lying, that you may see the resplendent city of the soul. The ear of Muhammad draws out the hidden meaning in the words. For God saith of him in the Quran, he is an ear. This prophet